Donnie and I, along with the rest of the ticket guys, spent the last couple of days out at what everybody now knows was the Lush Resort, was the name of it, there on, and I mean on the shores of Possum Kingdom out there, about a couple hours from here. Really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun with everybody, hanging out for the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. And man, did we have some fun nights. So let's go through some of the audio from night two with Travis.
Indeed, and I just want to say, you guys seem like, you know, I'll tell you, at the beginning of the open, I was pretty nervous. Didn't think we were going to make it through, but we've recovered well.
Took a little bit to ramp up.
Yeah,
but I think we're fine.
You had your Celsius.
Oh, did I.
Matt, have you had your kale this morning?
I just ate my wrap.
I knew it.
It did have some kale on it with some arugula.
And sauerkraut.
But it did have sauerkraut.
Crowdy.
And it is really difficult to eat when you can't breathe through your nose.
I bet. I bet. Well, you sound better. Night two of the Ticket Compound, I would say, was full of highlights like the first one, but I think the whole crew was working a little bluer, and we had a new celebrity call us. Maybe my favorite compound caller of all time. I've got two cuts from him. His name is Smokes, and when we say a natural on radio, I'm just going to start describing Smokes, because this guy had charisma, he had jokes, and he had some rhymes, too. And this is how he greeted us in his first of three phone calls that night.
I think we're all in agreement.
Over here, Whitey.
We're all in agreement.
All right, let's go with number three, Smokes.
Well, God is white.
Top number three. Apologies, this is not the first call, because there's Donovan.
Yes, I missed the first call.
But he does have some sick rhymes here that are fun.
Stop the racism, buddy.
Thank you.
Welcome to my world, Smokes.
Hey, look, Donovan, yeah. I already undersmell what the rock is cooking. I've been listening to y'all. Look, I'm a long time P1. You hear me? My big brother a P1. And when I tell you we stand beside you and we ride with you, we fold over for nothing and we stand for everything.
Let's do this, man. Talk your talk, Smokes.
Are we still on number three? What are we on?
Three.
If it ain't the ticket, they can kick it like Barney Rubble did his feet.
That's what I'm talking about. Smokes, me and you, Juneteenth specialty show, baby. We getting down. Let's do this.
Now, we can do the Martin Luther King program if you want to.
Hold on,
number three.
Yo.
Now, who was that there that joined us at the very end?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was just enjoying the program
and what Smokes was throwing down.
Just going through your paper over there.
That's right.
Trying to figure out what you got coming up next. Don't know what was going on. The Smokes was great.
Yeah, he was great.
He had three calls. The first one was right before y'all tried to transfer over to the free-for-all and play the audio that was unusable for those poor TV people that you guys were making so uncomfortable.
That was probably the highlight for me, because we were in the restaurant and George forgot that he was supposed to Zoom with Deucey and Sam. So we're in the restaurant and he has his phone up so we can all say they can see what's going on and we can also. And every time Deucey was on the screen, we booed. And every time Sam was on the screen, we cheered. I guess we didn't realize how loud it was and the audio was going to clip that they can't use it. But she did send me the Zoom link and it looks ridiculous.
It's just like I thought it was going to look.
It was awesome.
It's so fun. Hey, put Deucey back on the screen. Put Deucey back on. And it will pause. Ooh. And then as soon as we saw him, we're all just
like thumbs down.
Poor Deucey.
And at one point, we started chanting, Cannon's better.
Sam is great.
And they can't even use it, but man, that was really funny.
Well, Smokes joined us, like I said, right before that. We had to put him on hold. And then when he came back, there was a little back and forth of his top five white ladies, his top five black ladies.
Yeah.
He did have a little bit of an issue, though, sticking with the approved word list for radio.
Who is the hottest white woman of all time, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
Yeah.
You're actually asking me?
Yes.
We want to know what Smokes
thinks. Alive or dead? How about one alive, one
yelling.
Dead?
Stop yelling.
One alive, one dead.
No, can I say what I want to say on air?
Yeah,
Am I on air?
Yeah, just don't cuss.
Never in the history of them have I ever seen a finer white woman. And it, look, Dave Chappelle, I love you. Look, you my brother. Look, never in the history of them.
No! Oh,
no! The first smokes. One was...
I hope we have a delay.
We just...
We may have to put you on hold while we build up
well,
delay.
Well, Smokes can't say that.
No, stop!
Why can you say that?
Not on the air, he can't.
Okay, Smokes, who's the girl? Who's the girl?
Who's the girl?
They're all concerned about the girl.
Gosh.
Don't cuss. Immediately, two of the more egregious words you can possibly say. And he did not... I'll say there was a hard R at the end of that.
Yeah.
It was very audible.
It was so audible. It was so audible.
Yeah, I missed that one.
But Smokes, I think you'll be finding out that you'll be hearing more and more of him in the days to come. Hopefully.
We will definitely have Smokes back on.
Hopefully.
We have Matt to moderate our Juneteenth. You should have seen the look on his face when I said that, like, what? I'm going to do what? Like, we need you to moderate. Have some questions ready. Wear a suit.
Wear a suit.
Your nicest suit.
Okay.
You're moderating a conversation, a very important conversation.
Yeah. I think we need that. Now, I did promise that we would have more Matt in night two.
That's okay.
No, we have a lot. We have a lot. First thing I was that I laughed at was you were, I don't know how shingles came up, but Matt was extremely concerned about shingles, the side effects, what he might need to be expecting, and the possibility of you getting them if you have indeed already had the chicken pox.
Mm-hmm. I don't want shingles though.
No, it hurts so bad. And like this cream that you put on it, like it burns. Oh my God.
How do you know if you're going to get it or not?
Did you put it on your balls?
What?
Shingles.
How do you know?
Yeah.
You don't know.
But if you've had chicken pox, you could get it.
Yes.
Well, you just carry
But if you've never had chicken pox, you can't get it.
I think that's it.
I'm not a doctor. I'm asking questions.
I don't know the answer to
so
it.
So do they have dirt
everybody's had chicken pox,
Was that the payoff?
Not everybody.
So
I thought they got
on,
rid of it.
On that Monday, I think. Yeah, we're doing our show.
So did you get the jab?
We're doing our show. We had Matthew.
What are we talking
shut up.
About?
We had Matthew Stafford on at 4:15.
About shingles?
No. And we had Matthew
he's
on.
A Fauci bud boy.
Good Lord.
Do you not remember any of these things?
No, I don't.
You literally clutched your fake pearls when
I know,
you said
when I said that. That is a my parents scared me in that. I don't know if my parents have had shingles, but when you are of a certain age, they tell you to go get the jab, as Bob said, and that is very uncomfortable. I kept telling Matt it goes in hot. Like, you feel every single drip drop of that thing, man. But I'd rather have that than shingles, because it felt like right when I turned 50, when they tell you to get it, I waited until like a couple years ago. So I waited a little bit, and every single commercial break of a show that I watched was the commercial about getting shingles. So it's like telling me, you better go get it because you're about to get them right now.
You're about to get shingles right now.
Shingles doesn't care.
No, shingles doesn't care at all.
What they say.
You know who else doesn't care?
Matt.
Matt McLaren, when there's a beer challenge that's presented to him, as you spent more time trying to weasel out of these beer challenges.
I didn't want
to
do it.
We noticed.
I don't know why. Like, I don't chug beer and nobody believe me.
Yeah. Before it gets too late, we need to have Matt do a beer bong.
Ooh. Damn it.
Because our
beer
gracious
bong,
host,
bong, beer bong,
our
beer
gracious
bong,
host left bong. A beer bong here.
That's so nice.
Why do I have to do it?
All right, so
but
Matt
what is
the
optimal? You said you were doing one.
What is the
me?
Optimal?
Yeah, that's what you said earlier.
I'll do it. What is the optimal beer bong beer that we have in the
beer car? Bong beer?
I'll select. Bing bong.
Beer I'm bong sure beer. We might have light beers.
There's some
next
light
door.
In the,
light beers.
Next,
no.
Right there.
Just I feel the beer.
I feel like the best part of the beer bong story
do it with IPAs.
Her making sure we
No, I'm not doing
that.
Return
them.
There's
lager.
I'm
going to
grab the beer.
Fridge right there.
I'm still trying to figure out where Sydney Sweeney
what kind
is tonight.
Of beer. Oh, those lagers?
Leave the beer bunks, please.
Yeah, that works. So Such many conversations weasel. Being had at Damn the same it. Time. Yeah, I know.
It's remarkable listening back.
I know.
You don't think about it in the moment when you're just talking. If you hear something, if you say something to me and
we
just
start talking,
contact,
but other people are talking,
right.
And it's just like multiple conversations happening all at once.
Wow.
There were many instances of him trying to get out of the beer bong, and he nearly got out of it. Now, I'll say when I was listening live, neither of these got dumped, I don't think. But I beeped them out of respect to my friends. But Matt was told to go to bed at one point.
Who was it that we wanted George to turn into, like that would make him happiest if he could turn into that animal? Oh, God, I can't remember who it was.
The moose?
Did you guys address the hardline run?
It wasn't a platypus, but it was platypus. It was kind of it was similar to that.
Oh, like the James Bond movie?
Yeah, like an otter or something like that.
An otter? He just
otter.
Okay, what are we doing? Saying the P word.
Your partner's had too much to drink already with his tequila. He can't handle it.
Going to bed.
Real you can't handle it. You can't reel him in.
You can't go to bed.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
No, you.
Now, I want to point out, that was not you that said that.
No,
I didn't hold you to go to bed.
I know, and I didn't say either one of them, and you're like, what are we doing? I was like, oh, they're obviously trying to say the D-word.
That was Dave.
I know.
And I wanted to defend you here.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because they were looking at me like, oh, your partner's had too much to drink. And I remember that, because I was going, why? Because I'm pointing out what they're doing?
That was great. That was great. All right, I have one more for you as one of my favorite parts. It was, I don't know, it was a playlist after you guys got done talking to Smokes. And we have one particular fella that that works up here that sometimes goes into some different voices when he's around people that don't look exactly the same as him. And I just really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Okay, how about this challenge?
I just guessed Chick-fil-A on everything.
We should,
You think we're getting chicken from Chick-fil-A?
Right. We should mic Daddy up.
This sounds like Chick-fil-A.
Sit him. Send him to a black barbershop.
Crunch is like Chick-fil-A. Oh, no.
And his job is to get a whole haircut.
Waffle fries anywhere.
And never switch into his Black Daddy character at all. Could he resist doing Black Daddy while at a barbershop?
That would take no
for
time.
30 minutes.
He doesn't have hair.
Well, I mean, we have to let him grow it out some.
And then you can do the beard trim.
He could get a shave.
I still go to the barbershop, and I have no hair.
In conversation, could Daddy take that much stimulus, that much stimuli,
and not switch? He's just shaking. Are you okay?
He walks out like Kip Dynamite in the last 30 minutes.
Brother.
But if he accomplishes his goal and he walks out, and as soon as the door shuts, he's like,
oh, he would just be letting it fly.
Brother.
Yeah, just in this bitch, man.
As he's walking out the door, thanks for the haircut, brother.
God, brother.
Just sounds like
you
easy.
You almost made it. Woke up quick at about noon.
He just starts breaking out.
Dope man. God, you almost made it, Daddy.
You almost made it.
Wow, what a great playlist. I've forgotten about that. Daddy. Man, that's awesome.
Right,
thank you, Travis.
All right, brother.